Farewell, young lords. These warlike principles do not stray from you. And you, my lords, farewell. Share the advice betwixt you. If both gain all, the gift doth touch itself as 'tis received, and is enough for both.
'Tis our hope, sir, after well-entered soldiers, to return and find your grace in health.
No, it cannot be. And at my heart will not confess it owes the malady that doth my life besiege. Farewell, young lords. Whether I live or die, be you the sons of worthy Frenchmen.
Help at your bidding, sir, your majesty.
Those girls of Italy, take heed of them. They say our French black language to deny if they demand. Beware of being captives before you.
Our hearts receive your warning.
It's not his fault, the spark.
Oh, it's his brave wars.
Most admirable. I have seen those wars.
I'm commanded here and kept a coil too young, and the next year and it was too early.
And my mind stands to it, boy. Steal away, bravely.
I should stay here a four-horse or a smock, creaking my shoes in a plain mason till honor be bought up and no sword worn but one to dance with. By heaven, I'll steal away. There's honor in the net.
Commit it, Count.
I'm your accessory. So farewell. I grow to you, and our parting's a tortured body.
Farewell, Captain.
Sweet Monsieur Ferraris.
Noble hero, advice forward and more got you. A good spark shall not miss a word.
Good devils. You shall find him regiment of the spiny eye, one Captain Spurio, with his cicatrice and emblem of war here on his sinister cheek. Was this very sore in Frenchness. Say to him I live and observe his reports for me.
We shall, noble captain.
Mars dote on you for his novice.
What will ye do?
Spare the king.
But my good lord, 'tis thus. Will you be cured of your infirmity? Will you eat no grapes, my royal fox? Yes, but you will my noble grapes, and if my royal fox could reach them. I have seen a medicine that's able to breathe life into a stone. Quicken a rock, and make you dance canary with sprightly fire and motion. Whose simple touch is powerful to raise King Pepin, nay, to give great Charlemagne a pen in hand, and write to her a love line.
What her is this?
My doctor she. My lord, there's one arrived, if you will see her.
Oh.
Now, by my faith and honor, if seriously I may convey my thought in this my life deliverance, I have spoke with one that in her sex, her years, profession, wisdom, and constancy hath amazed me more than I dare blame my weakness. Will you see her?
Oh.
For that is her demand, and know her business. That's done. Laugh well at me.
Oh, good luck, you. Bring in the admiration. That we with thee may spend our wonder too. Or take off thine by wondering how thou tookst it.
Nay, I'll fit you, and not be all day neither.
Thus he is special, nothing ever proves. Oh,
this is his majesty. Say your mind to him. A traitor you do look like, but such traitors his majesty seldom fears. I am Cressid's uncle, but dare leave two together. Fare you well.
Fair one. Does your business follow us?
Aye, my good lord. Gerard de Narbon was my father, in what he did profess, well found.
I knew him.
but rather will I spare my praises towards him, knowing him's enough. On bed of death, many receipts he gave me, chiefly one, which, as the dearest issue of his practice and of his old experience, the only darling, he bade me store up as a triple I, safer than mine own two, more dear. I have so, and, hearing your high majesty is touched with that malignant cause wherein the honour of my dear father's gift stands chief in power, I come to tender it, and my appliance, with all bound humbleness.
We thank thee, maiden, but may not be so credulous of cure when our most learned doctors leave us, and the congregated college have concluded that labouring art can never ransom nature from her inalienable estate. I say we must not so stain our judgment and corrupt our hopes to prostitute our past cure malady to empirics, or to dissever so our great self and our credit, to esteem a senseless help and help past sense we deem.
My duty then shall pay me for my pains. I will no more enforce mine office on you, humbly entreating from your royal thoughts a modest one to bear me back again.
I cannot give thee less to be called grateful. Thy thoughts to help me, and such thanks I give as one near death to those that wish him live. But what a fool I know, thou knowest no part. I, knowing all my peril, thou no art.
What I can do no hurt to try, since you set up your restless remedy. He that of greatest works is finisher oft does them by the weakest minister. So holy writ in babes hath judgment shown when judges have been babes. Great floods have flown from simple sources, and great seas have dried when miracles have by the greatest been denied. Oft expectation fails, and most oft there where most it promises, and oft it hits where hope is coldest and despair most.
I must not hear thee. Very well, kind maid. Thy pains not used must by thyself be paid.
Dear sir, to my endeavors give consent. Of heaven, not me, make an experiment. I am not an impostor to proclaim myself against the level of my name. But know I think, and think I know most sure, my art is not past power, nor you past cure.
Art thou so confident? Within what space hopes thou my cure?
Greatest grace, lending grace. There twice the forces of the sun shall bring their fiery torture his diurnal ring. There twice in murk and occidental damp, moist Hesperus hath quenched his sleepy lamp. 24 times the pilot's glass hath told the thievish minutes how they pass. What is infirm from your sound parts shall fly, health shall live free, and sickness freely die.
Certainty and confidence. What durst thou venture?
Tax of impudence, a strumpet's boldness, a divulged shame. Produce by odious balance my maiden's name. Say it otherwise. No, worse of worst, extended with vilest torture, let my life be ended.
Methinks in thee some blessed spirit doth speak. His powerful sound within an organ weak. For what impossibility would slay in common sense? Sense saves another way. My life is dear. For all that life can rate, worth name of life, in thee hath estimate. Youth, beauty, wisdom, courage, all that happiness and prime may have equal. Bar this to hazard. Needs must intimate skill infinite, or monstrous, desperate. Sweet practiser, thy physic I will try, that ministers thine own death, if I die.
If I break time or flinch in property of what I spoke, unpitied let me die, and well deserved. Not helping, that's my fee. But if I help, what do you promise me?
Make by tomorrow.
But will you make it even?
By my scepter and my boots on him.
Then shalt thou give me, with thy kingly hand, what husband in thy power I do command. Exempt it be for me the arrogance to choose from forth the royal blood of France, my low and humble name to propagate with any branch or image of thy state. But such a one, thy vassal, whom I know, is free for me to ask thee to bestow.
Here is my hand. The premises observed. Thy will, by my performance, shall be served. So make the choice of thine own time. For I, thy resolved patient, on thee still rely. More shall I question thee, and more I must. Though more to know could not be more to trust. From whence thou camest, who tended on, but rest, unquestioned, will